I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's that annoying thing that your spouse made you do? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. I don't give my husband tasks. Like, very rarely.
No.
Actually, that's not true.
Honey, to-do list? Come on. That seems impossible.
I don't normally do it because I don't know. I feel like it's naggy. But there is one. Last week, we started getting the little ants. Like, the little ants in our kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and at first it was like three.
You were like, do something about it.
Then the next day it was like 10.
Yeah.
And then the next morning I went down and I had a nervous breakdown where I almost started crying.
Right.
I was like, Where are they coming from?
Is a failure.
Right.
We've got ants in our house.
I'm like, why would we buy this?
Right. What's wrong with us?
So then I said to him, I go, I'm going to work.
Yeah.
I woke him up out of his sleep. I go, what I want when I come home, please have this completely rectified.
Right. So you don't actually give instructions as to how you want anything done. You just say, I've reached the end and you need to deal with this now.
Yeah, and I don't do it often.
Okay.
But the ants was the big thing this past week. And you want to know what? He did it. I came home and I was like,
ants were dead.
There's no ants. And I go, what did you do? He's like, I sprayed. I got the traps. And that was it. He fixed it. And I was like,
good job.
Well done, Paul.
Did that start making you think that you should come up with more tasks? Because I'll tell you what did you do on Father's Day? What did you do for Paul on Father's Day? Did you give him any tasks on Father's Day?
No, we just went and spent time with my dad.
On Father's Day, I woke up and my wife has had this project for me that she wanted to get these frames hung. So I had to hang 17 separate frames. Now, that would be one thing if you were going around 17 walls and putting up a frame in the middle of a wall all the time. That would be easy, right? It's a collage of frames that was all laid out in one section, but they're all separate frames. It was pure misery.
Wait, so it's one of those.
So it's a lot of math at 9 a.m. on a Sunday that's Father's Day.
So basically, I've seen these where they all kind of pieced together.
Oh, my gosh. And there were different sizes. So there was like, I don't know, 12 4x6s, like 2 8x10s.
Does it make
a poster board in the middle?
Does it make a collage once it's all together?
Yeah, which, by the way, we've all seen the collage that comes with one hanger where you put one hole in the wall and then you hang the whole collage on the wall.
Yeah.
But this is much more extravagant. 17 of them. 17.
Well, was it beautiful once you saw the pictures all hung up there?
Oh, the pictures aren't in the frames yet. The frames are still empty. That's a different story.
What? She had you just hang empty frames?
For 4 years, we haven't gotten all the walls covered yet in our house. And it's because we can't decide which photos are the most important photos to put up there.
So now
we have started hanging the empty frames. That way, it's easier to put photos in those frames. Which, I have to say, there's something to that theory. But
is there? She has 17 empty frames that she made you calculate to the quarter centimeter.
You know what's on the opposing wall from it?
What?
A collage that only hangs with one hook. It's for real. But I did it.
Right.
And only two extra holes.
Right. That seems like an annoying project.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What was that annoying project that your spouse gave you to do? What's that annoying thing that your spouse made you do? That task that they're like, hey, honey, could you mind if you fill in the blank and you stop and you're like, seriously? That's what you want right now? Oh.
17 frames the other day. That's what I had to do on Father's Day. 17 separate frames in a collage. I had them drill out, 4 foot level.
Yeah.
Oh, it was nerve wracking, man. Two extra holes, though, and it's done.
It looks pretty good. Yeah.
Just two, and they're behind the frame, so nobody will ever know.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. On our Facebook page, these are great. Marilyn says, host his family every time they fly in. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's family. I mean, that's marriage. Right. You have to do that.
Yep.
A task to do.
It's a task. Oh, man. Whenever my family flies in from Italy.
Right.
It's
got to be like a takeover.
Well, it's we whenever the young ones come in, like my cousins that are my age.
Yeah.
My mom says to me, it's like, I have to bring them into New York City.
Make sure they have fun.
Right. I got to show them the Empire State Building.
Show them America. Right. Give them the highlights.
Exactly. Holly wrote, can you do a load of whites at 9 p.m.? Oh, when like all of a sudden they're like, hey,
socks.
Can you wash this?
I need socks. I did that to my wife 2 nights ago, maybe.
Did you?
I'm pretty sure.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that annoying thing your spouse asked you to do?
My husband, he put together a list of all of our, like, carriers and all the places we have accounts, like our phone or TV credit cards and all that. And he made me call every single one of them to try and, like, lower our rates or get a better package with our Wi-Fi. And it was just awful. It took me almost the entire week. And I've never, like, spent that much time on hold.
Right. It's just tedious and terrible.
Yeah, and I barely got, like, nobody really lowered any rates or cut anything. I got, like, $5 off the Wi-Fi for the next 3 months. That was it with all right, that. And
right. Wait, why?
I don't know why he didn't, like, do it himself.
Yeah, why didn't he do it himself?
Well, you got joint accounts if she's got the time, right?
No, it's just that he said that I was better at, like, arguing or, right, like, negotiating or something.
It's a cop-out.
Obviously, I'm not, because I only got, like, almost nothing for us, but it was just, like, so annoying, and he's just always coming up with these, like, random projects for me to do, and it's so annoying.
That is annoying. That's not what I want.
I love it when we call a big corporation and we go, hey, man, things are really tough right now. I'd like a little help, and the person on the phone goes, dude, I've been here for 12 hours today. like they are there to be your savior. If it is not something that's being offered company-wide, I mean, I seldom get anything like that. But I guess I'm wrong. You have to try.
No, you got to try. You got to argue with it.
Well, I should just call my wife right now and tell her she's going to try all next week.
She's so good at arguing. It should be her. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What is that annoying project that your spouse made you do?
So my wife insisted that I make our patio furniture. Like, not like put it together, like make it. She saw on Pinterest some like patio couches that you make with pallets. And she figured, obviously, you know, oh, I have a saw, so obviously I can just figure this out.
You must know about pallets if you have a saw.
Yep.
Clearly. If I have a saw, right? I tried this thing. I tried for 5 weeks, no joke. And during quarantine, I tried to make it, and she was still mad because I couldn't get it exactly the way that it was.
Did you look at the Pinterest picture?
Right.
Did you really examine it?
Oh, yeah, I looked at the finished picture on Pinterest and just went, oh, I can obviously figure out. I mean, I've changed a light bulb before in our house, so obviously I can figure out how to build a pallet. But so for Mother's Day, I just let her pick out a new patio set on Wayfair.
And you would have been happy to do that from moment one, just to resolve that feel less under the gun.
I don't claim to be like some crazy carpenter. That's not my thing.
DIY is very, very big right now, especially when it's not you actually doing the DIY.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's a do-it-your husband. So I don't know. I can't figure out what the acronym is.
Right. Well, you're not a carpenter or a wordsmith.
Right.
Thanks for the call.